This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. Does it seem to you, as it does to me, that we're hearing more and more of people having food allergies? Peanuts, wheat, milk, whatever it might be. There's a survey on that, and I'll talk about it coming up after this. Every January, they gather for the Farm Futures Summit, they being farmers and ranchers from all over the country, because they know it's one winter meeting they don't want to miss. It's one place they can get so much information and knowledge and usable skills to take back home to use on their farm or ranch during these challenging times. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming right up. It'll be the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, right there at the Coralville Conference Center. Now, you can get all the information online at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll see the list of speakers there, including agriculture economists, farm business management specialists, and including farmers and ranchers, too. Farmfuturessummit.com is the website where you can see the program and register. Again, it's coming up at Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th, farmfuturessummit.com. Food allergies. Aren't we hearing about them more and more, and don't we need to know a little more about what in the world is going on here? A study done by a doctor at the Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago and Northwestern University, the study done by Dr. Ruchi Gupta, showed that more than 10% of adults in the United States, now that's over 26 million people, are estimated to have a food allergy. Now, researchers found, though, that 19% of adults think they are currently allergic to a food, although their reported symptoms are inconsistent with a true food allergy, which can trigger a life-threatening reaction. These results were based on a national representative survey of more than 40,000 adults altogether, so it was not a small survey. The lead author, Dr. Gupta in Chicago, said while we found that 1 in 10 adults have food allergy, nearly twice as many adults think they are allergic to foods, while their symptoms may suggest food intolerance or other food-related conditions. Dr. Gupta said it's important to see a physician for appropriate testing and diagnosis before completely eliminating foods from the diet. But he said if food allergy is confirmed, understanding the management of it is also critical. That includes recognizing the symptoms of anaphylaxis and how and when to use the drug epinephrine. Researchers discovered that only half of the adults with a convincing food allergy had a physician-confirmed diagnosis, and less than 25% reported they had a current epinephrine prescription. Researchers also found that nearly half of the food-allergic adults developed at least one of their food allergies as an adult. I'll be back after this.